live.
Yes, sir.
Let's get it. Let's get it. All right. All right. Quarantine is real. Really real.
On me.
Look, man.
You got to make the most out of it, though.
Real talk. Real talk. Real talk. So here we go. We live. This is Smooth Johnson, host of the Occasional Hoopers, here with a very special guest, man. Shout out to my dog. You already know.
Hope my dog.
Come on, man. Talk to him. Twan Lama.
Easy call, bro. I'm glad we was able to reconnect a couple weeks ago before all this BS happened. But
yeah.
I'm glad to be on, bro. I'm glad to. This is my first podcast ever. So that's you know what I'm saying? You introduced me to the podcast world.
Man, blessings, dog. I'm happy you came because like people don't know. It's a lot of real life hoopers, real life sport fans in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And not just L.A., Compton, Long Beach.
Right, surrounding cities. Right.
Come on, man.
The surrounding cities. You know, man, I wouldn't even say that people don't know, but, you know, when people talk about basketball, they love to say that the basketball cities is like Chicago and like Philly or New York, but they don't want to mention L.A. They don't want to say we got – first of all, we going to claim Kobe. I know he's from Italy or whatever, or from Philly. But we claiming Kobe, he a Laker. So, but you know, as far as LA players that we didn't bred, bro, you know, we got some of the stars in the league right now. We got Harden, probably the most prolific scorer in the game right now. We got DeMar. We got we got Clay. We got PG. I know he ain't from LA County. We got Russell Westbrook.
Right. Who else, man?
We got Brandon Jennings. You know what I'm saying? If you want to go dig a little deeper, we can go back to, you know, Tyson Chandler, Dominguez days and shit like that. But man, we got a lot of hoopers, bro, out here in L.A. So
man, look, Jack, man, and it's crazy. Not only L.A., UCLA done put out.
You feel me?
Them collegiate athletes, the greatest, one of the greatest hoopers of all time, Kareem.
B. Diddy. Oh, come on, Kareem. You know what I'm saying? We got one of the. I don't even know what to call B. Diddy, bro. But people be sleeping on Baron Davis when they talk about point guards. You know what I'm saying? Oh. He brought some Sebas to the league for sure.
Come on, bouncy, real bouncy.
He's bouncy, got a handle, had a jumper. He was a little ahead of his game.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like man, before we jump into that, dog, let me let the world know, man. Twan Lama. If y'all don't know about Twan Lama, check him out. He on iTunes, he on Spotify, he on SoundCloud.
Yes, sir.
He on IG.
Yes, sir, bro. IG Twan dot Lama. That's Lama with one L. You feel me? But I appreciate that, bro.
Nah, we
working on I'm calling it an album. It's an EP, but working on my album, man. It's pretty much done. I don't want to say it's done because people been asking me when I'm gonna drop it, but it's 15 tracks. You know what I'm saying? It's called Master My Imagination. So I want y'all to tap in with that when it do come out.
Yeah, come on, man. Talk to him. And then also, not only is you an artist, you a father figure. Shout out
easy to call, bro.
The world.
Yes, sir. For shout out to all the fathers in the world. You know, now I don't even want to say most importantly, but you know, it's real imperative. My black fathers. I'm holding my son right now as we go. But shout out to all the fathers in the world, man. They mean a lot.
Every step of the way. They're every step of the way. For real.
Yeah.
For
most definitely.
And then
most
like
definitely.
Not like that, you know. Just a real quick. How long you been like, you know, in this interest of rap, rapping, putting music out there? How long that's been in you? Because I know, but the world don't know.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's funny, bro. Not too long ago, I don't know if you remember my Sweet 16 where I had the party bus and shit. We got them. We got YouTube footage. One of the twins from back in the day. They recorded me. You on there freestyling and shit. You probably don't even remember that.
Oh wow.
But, I'm gonna have to send you that link later. But
hey, that bus was crazy too.
I'm gonna send you the link later, bro, so you can watch it. That's gonna bring back some good memories. But
wow,
bro, as far as for the music, bro, man, my mom, man, she put a Walkman in my hand probably when I was in like first grade, and even before I ever touched the studio, I was writing raps, you know, that young. But to be honest, man, it wasn't until I want to say I moved to Compton. I probably was in like seventh grade, eighth grade, something like that. And my uncles was living with us at the time, and they put a little studio, a little, you know, ring things in the closet real quick. But something for us to go in there and record. And I recorded my first song. I probably was like 11, 12. And I kind of been tapped in since, bro. Like, I went a long period of time not really recording. Like, you know, I went to school in the South and shit like that. But once I kind of dropped out of school and moved to Atlanta, I started taking it serious again. And shit, nigga, moved back to LA, and I've been tapped in since.
Wow, that's like, first of all, when you said the Walkman.
Yeah, on me, bro. Yeah, man. I want to say, I'm not going to say my first ever CD, because I didn't have so many CDs, but I can think about the first CD, like some of the first CDs mom put in my hand. And, you know, one of them was like College Dropout. That was a little longer. I mean, you know, further along than what, I mean, down the road. But mom's put like Donnell Jones in a nigga ear. That was one of the first CDs I had on the Walkman was Donnell Jones CD.
And that's what you do a smooth criminal, because some of your shit be so smooth.
Man, I don't know, bro. You know, mom shot a nigga on that R&B back in the day.
Yeah. But that College Dropout, dog, that, man, that was a Kanye classic. I just listened to Flashy Lights not too long. No, that was another. Wait, was that College Dropout?
Nah, that was Flashing Lights was on Late Registration. No, that was on Graduation. Let me not lie.
It's all right. We hoopers. We, you know what I'm saying? We do music, but we hoop too.
You know, big facts.
Big fact. But okay, so when you was in Atlanta, you said at 11 you recorded your first song. Do you remember like some bars from it, or like what, like?
Bro, I remember. Nigga, the whole. First of all, the short verse. It was me and my shout out my cousin Omar. Hot boy OJ and my little cousin Demaria at the time. We had this rap group called Lil Revenue Crew. Young Revenue Crew. I mean, we was young, but we was trying to rap, bro. All our, you know, I think Demaria, his pops, was like, he was pursuing a rap career at that time. We was young niggas, you know, we was just trying to be like our family, bro, our uncles and the people that was in our house. But they was like the older, I think they crew was like, oh, you know, Revenue or something like that. So we just mocked off of them and mimicked, you know, what they was doing. But
Of course.
Nigga, my first song ever, bro, was like, I think I was probably like 11 or 12. That shit went fresh up in the club, walking by the fireplace, looking at some girls trying to find my ace, bobbing my head, feeling the bass, look to the right, and I see a pretty face. I look to the left, and I see D-Money. He looking around, trying to spit at some honey. You know, nigga, young.
Hey!
Talking, you know what I'm saying? Like, young, super young, on some shit cool. Like that.
Stop playing, dog. I like that.
It wasn't too much of nothing, bro. That shit was young, you know, little kids.
Of course. You ain't even been in the club yet.
Exactly. Just writing some shit.
Hey, it's all right. I'm gonna have to, man, look, dog. We're gonna have to let them know, man. This rap is in us, man. It's
oh, yeah.
From
oh,
a yeah, young age.
That's embedded. Regardless, even if you know what I'm saying, if you don't want to pursue music, as a career or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, even me, I wouldn't necessarily say I'm pursuing it as a career. It's all, what's the word I'm looking for? It is all, man, I'm trying to think of what word I'm trying to use for you. But, you know, you make what you're feeling in that moment. You write down what you're feeling, and it's therapy, bro. It's therapeutic for sure. For me, you know, that's how I release my music, you know. Depending on what I'm going through, it ain't always something bad. Sometimes I'll be feeling overly blessed and I want to release something. But music is therapeutic to me. That's why it'd be hard for me to kind of keep up with shit. And I ain't even an old head yet, but sometimes a nigga be sounding like an old head, you know, and when he start talking about new rap or whatever you want to call it. I ain't got nothing bad to say about it, but you know, it'd be hard for me to tap in with that shit now, where my mind is with this shit now. So it's like, you know, I got to stick to my code, stick to what I know. My little program,
and then the style is different too. Like, because I wanted to ask you about your influences growing up. I know you talked about your uncles, you feel me, being in the house.
Okay,
talked about the Donnell Jones, but also the Kanye. But like, the style is different just because you brought up the new rap. Who would you say influenced you growing up to help you have the style that you have now?
Okay, so to be honest, you know what I'm saying? I took a lot from a couple different influences. When I was younger, I would have said idols, but you know, niggas ain't really got idols no more. It's only one guy. But you know what I'm saying? But I was inspired by a lot of different people. You know, a lot of people from or our peers from King Drew, they probably remember a nigga just kind of being infatuated with Ye. You know what I'm saying? I did love Kanye for a long time. But when I was a young nigga, bro, I think the first rapper, real rapper I ever really heard was Pac, obviously. You know what I'm saying? I'm from LA. And my dad was, he was playing Pac heavy, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that it was, you know, Pac died when we was around like 2, 3 years old. So All Eyes on Me had just dropped. And I could vividly remember listening to that album. And my dad, Black Maxima, bro, he had like a Maxima and a Neon, the first two cars, and like some of the first cars I remember riding in. He was bumping the hell out of that shit. And
Man.
you know, like Cube, he was playing Ice Cube, DJ Quick, you know, shit like that. But once I was able to listen to my own little music, I kind of grew up in the era of when I was in fourth grade, bro, 50 and Ye was kind of going at it, you know what I'm saying? And you know, as I got older, niggas was just tapping in with, man, you name it, bro, Ye, 3K, Three Stacks, you know what I'm saying? You know, now the nigga older now, Nip, I remember going to college, bro, and it was the end of my senior year, I want to say, because my pops, no lie, bro, he was listening to Nipsey Hussle probably longer than anybody else I knew at the time. The niggas was, I was, and I'm not gonna say I was just tapped in, but I was listening to him because my dad was, you know what I'm saying? I'll go out there and visit, spend some time with him in the summer, and that's what he was on. So I was kind of going through them tapes, but the marathon, I would say, got me through my first year of college. And not even just from that, you know what I'm saying? Who I named for name for you so far? I named Ye.
Yay, fifth,
And you know what's funny, bro?
DJ
50,
Quick.
yeah, DJ Quick. And I only say 50. I respect 50 Hustle off top, but I'm saying 50 just off. I'm trying to go back and, you know, get niggas to understand what was popping when we was growing up. You know what I'm saying? We kind of
But
grew up on that.
wait, but before you even do that, let me say this, because people don't understand. At one point, 50 did have bars.
No, he did, bro, and I'm not taking nothing away from him. 50 came in the game, and he did exactly what he was supposed to do. I don't know about his personal life, but he came in, he murdered the game, and he became a businessman. You know what I'm saying? But I think around that time when he dropped, I don't remember if it was Get Rich or Die Trying or what album it was, but he was like the most gross black hip hop artist ever. Like I think his album was like it sold the most at all time around that time. I don't know if you remember that though, but
No, it being because you said what, fourth grade, right?
it was like fifth, third. It was like fourth or fifth grade, bro. I don't want to lie to you about the years. I'm trying to go back and think, but
No,
it
because
was in fourth or fifth grade.
this back in like 03, 04.
Okay, so we graduated from high school. I mean, from elementary school. I graduated from elementary school in 03, so that probably was like fifth grade, bro. You know, man, my influences. I can't forget Wayne, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was listening to Lil Wayne super heavy in high school. I mean, not even just high school, middle school, obviously. Like when LimeWire was out and shit. You know, I went through my phases, bro. Like, you know,
The download. Come on.
yeah, man. I went through phases, man, to where I always listen to quote unquote conscious rap, if that's what you want to call it. I've always been a nigga, you know, even as a young nigga, bro. Like, I've always wanted to hear somebody say something. Now, as I've gotten older, you know, and I went through my little trials and obstacles and shit, you know, I went through listening to certain type of music, you know what I'm saying? Where certain music now that I be listening to, and I hear it as a chant almost, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit be sounding like chaos. But to be honest, like I said, bro, I went through that. But you know, when we was young niggas, bro, it was niggas like coming up that was our age. We had Lil Bow Wow and shit like that. So I feel like we all went through different phases from kids to adults. So if we talking about my childhood, bro, of course I liked shit like, you know, I liked everything the kids liked. I did Superman dance. I did all that shit, bro. LimeWire days. We lived through that.
You
But
did.
we did, bro, and you couldn't escape that. But you know, influences for me, bro. I would say, especially now, if we're talking about present day,
Right.
Kendrick, obviously, that's probably my favorite artist. I'd say Kendrick, I'd throw Nip, J. Cole, them my top three for sure. Kendrick, Nip, and J. Cole. I spend them every day for the most part.
Right.
Yeah, bro.
Nah, that's man, honestly, that's perfect because first of all, DJ Quick don't get enough credit. Let's say that.
He don't.
and he was a bar. Like, if you listen to some Quick now, you realize, dang, like, he wasn't just gangbanging. He was actually telling you a story. He was a great storyteller. Great storyteller. And when you bring up 50 Cent, like, 50 Cent was really dropping records, doing mixtapes, and he was, I mean, when it came to mixtape, remember, Wayne was killing it in middle school and high school for mixtapes.
Killing it, bro. Killing it.
50 was dropping mixtapes with the DVDs with the video.
Back
remember
in
that?
The day. Yeah, back in the day. And he's like, that's kind of like, what's Master, I'm about to call them niggas Hot Boys. I ain't Hot Boys, though. But what was Master P and them little record label name, man? Them niggas had DVDs and all type of shit when I was younger. No Limit Records.
No Limit.
Oh, God. They was ahead of their time, bro. I'll say that.
Real talk. And then, like, with you, like, just from me, you know, listening to your music now, but I'm going to take you back to high school, right? And I'm going to just take you back real quick. Now, we was all Superman and shit, but I feel like you was one of the first cats at Drew, King mm-hmm. Drew, that's where we were, mm-hmm. to really bridge that gap between just being a King Drew dude to being a dude that knew other cats and brought them in to rapping. You know what I mean? Like,
I appreciate that, bro.
You know, like, well, I mean, I remember your group. I don't know if you remember Fast Five, right?
Oh, yeah, of course, bro. Of course.
Talk to the people about that a little bit. Just to you know, you had the Young Revenue, and then you transitioned to your Fast Five. That's years later, but how did that come about?
So, as far as Fast Five, man, to be honest, everybody that you know, Fast Five, a lot of people thought it was just five people. It started off with five of us, you know what I'm saying? And it, the name of it, the real name was Fashion Bandits. And the thing was, it started off with a couple of my brothers I just been knowing for, shit, damn near. I can't even say all my life, but you know what I'm saying? Niggas only been here 26 years now. But if you go back to high school, I could say half my life. That was a pretty long time, you know what I'm saying? But
Of course.
Just as far as that, man, I feel like, and I'm transferring him now, bro. Don't trip. Give me 1 second.
Nah, you got to take care of business. We applaud that, man. Living with your girl, taking care of business. Come on, dog.
Yes, sir. He fell asleep on my shoulder as I was talking. But, all right, Fast Five, bro. I'm tapped in now. I'm about to spark my blunt and everything. Yeah, man. So it started off, me and Nigel. I want to say it was me, Nigel, Rob, my homie Corey, CJ, and DeAndre. Shout out all them. But my homie Nigel, man, he a producer. Nigel been doing music probably longer than anybody else I know in my life. This nigga been making beats, bro, for years on years. And all of us at the time, man, we always been in the clothes and different fabrics and shit like that. So we just decided
to come up with it. Fly nigga, not even to cut you off. My nigga, you was the first nigga wearing Uggs.
Appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you, bro.
Skinny jeans. Before niggas was doing it. Real shit. Bro,
I took a lot of heat for that, bro. You know what I'm saying? Shit. It's funny because, you know, I appreciate you saying that. But, you know, it was either no in between. It was either you thought I was flying nigga or you thought something else even more wicked. You probably, you know, not you. I'm saying in general.
But you had the dyed hair. Remember you was dyeing your hair, my nigga? You was doing the mohawks, my nigga, the flat tops. Like, niggas don't. Facts. I'm gonna give niggas credit where credit is due.
And I appreciate that, bro. No lie, I do. That's why I tapped into it, just to tell you, like, you know, we have people like you that understood where it was coming from, and then you have people, you know what I'm saying, that I can't be mad at either one. But you know, when somebody ain't used to that shit, nigga, my own mom, you know what I'm saying, turned her nose up to certain shit that I did at first until she was able to accept that this is who I am, you know. And I didn't even change from certain shit that I would do then, but still the same person as far as just being comfortable in my skin. I'm gonna do what I want to do.
Honey.
At the end of the day, bro, I'm gonna do what I want to do, but I'm not gonna ever compromise who I am either. But at the same time, you know, certain shit, like, now, you know, I'll be looking at, you know, a lot of men per se use that excuse to wear like feminine shit to me. And I hate to even to tap into this, but you know, I ain't really with all that. I'm with people being who they want to be to their high, you know, the highest level that they can, you know what I'm saying? Be the best self, the best person that they can in all aspects of their life. But, you know, that's with maintaining your integrity and not really getting caught up in these agendas to the black man. But
of course, I'm connected with you on that. But go ahead, jump into that and tell you, y'all was on your fashion tip. Nigel was doing music. Keep going.
Yeah,
keep going.
My nigga Rob was he was rapping at the time. He probably was rapping a little harder than what I was. You know, jerking and shit was still going on. So I think that nigga was from Rugrats or something like that. And my nigga CJ, man, he was one of the first people I know that was really taking pictures and taking that camera shit seriously. You know, everybody be doing photography now. But CJ, he had a camera, man. He would always take pictures and, you know, he made beats too at that time. I don't even know if CJ still make beats. And my bro DeAndre, he just always been intelligent, super intuitive. And one of the first niggas I knew that had a car in high school. That nigga had a job since like the 10th grade, bro. No lie. Mm. Like,
You know what I'm saying?
So that was all that was about. You know what I'm saying? We were just brothers. We wanted to connect and connect in a way that we had already been connecting niggas at my house every weekend down there. But we just wanted to start some new shit, bro. Fashion Madness, and we just called it Fast Five because it was five of us. But it ended up branching off, and you know what I'm saying? Like, it was a lot of other, not even people, but a lot of other my brothers from there. Like, as far, I mean, I don't even want to say from, but just, you know, kind of trying to make something out of, you know, what that was.
Exactly. I don't know if you remember this, but I remember this because I remember. Okay, my little trio, we had a squad, but I remember y'all performed. Didn't you perform at a talent show?
Yeah, me. Let me see. It was me, Amon. Who else performed with us that day? Me, Amon, Dre. I want to say it was one other person that performed with us. Man, I can't even think about who it was. Me, Amon, DeAndre. And it was somebody else. What's funny is, though, we performed at the time. It was the Good Music Cypher on BET. And everybody just played their part. I think I was Ye. Amon may have been Pusha T. DeAndre was Saha the Prince. I can't remember who was Big Sean, though. It was somebody else, you know what I'm saying? But that was my first time. I'm going to be honest with you, bro, ever. And I wasn't even performing my music. That was my first time ever on stage. And that was one of the times that, or I think one of the memories that I could think back and be like, man, I could do this shit, but I wouldn't mind doing this. I wouldn't mind, you know what I'm saying, being up on the stage, but actually talking about some shit, you know what I'm saying?
Of course. So from that experience on out, like to bring you to where you are today, you know, dropping music, putting out visuals, staying a true individual, and then presenting some good content, you know what I'm saying? Where do you feel like, because I know you said you're not trying to be a rapper, and I definitely get that, but where do you feel like the Most High, the Lord, and just your talent, like, where do you see yourself going with this?
Well, for me, you know, everything that I put, the energy that I put out into the world, for me right now, bro, and I don't even want to say that I'm not a rapper. That'd be me sound like a hypocrite. I rap, bro, so I'm a rapper, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be honest. But what I say is that bro, I try to, like I said, music for me is therapeutic, bro. So I lately, since I've been on this quarantine shit, I haven't been writing every day, but usually, bro, I write every day, even if it's three or four lines, you know what I'm saying, three or four bars. But it has to be something that either I'm going through or can speak on, or somebody around me, you know what I'm saying, that may be going through something. It may be impacting me in a way to where I feel like I need to write about this shit, you know what I'm saying? Because regardless to what people be knowing or understanding, bro, is that, you know, a lot of us be going through the same type of obstacles, you know what I'm saying? We all got our own path, and, you know, God got us aligned in a way, but we be all going through the same type of thing, same type of problems, bro, and I like to put that into my music, and not even just problems, you know, sometimes the good stuff, too. People tend to always remember bad shit, and I try to get people to, you know what I'm saying, to enjoy and appreciate the good shit, you know, because it's hard for people, I guess, to not even accept, but, you know, man, people love to converse and remember on bad times, or they always remember the bad things that happened to them, but they don't want to remember all the blessings that God gave them, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't just talking about the regular shit, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
For me, bro, it's just about, man, following God's word, you know what I'm saying? Helping him build this kingdom that he's going to eventually bring back here, you know what I'm saying? And just getting my mind right. That's what Mastermind Imagination is all about, you know what I'm saying? Like, which is the title of my tape, my album. It's just about reducing that stress level, reducing all that stress, bro, you know what I'm saying? Because stress is, that to me, stress ain't nothing but the devil. Because at the end of the day, nigga, no matter what you're going through, unless God decides you're going to come back tomorrow, you're going to have to wake up and do this shit all over again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you got to find your place to where you find a way for you to not be depressed. And I always say depressed in a dungeon. When I say depressed in a dungeon, just being below ground, but almost below your home, you know what I'm saying? Below your comfort zone, and not getting too caught up in being okay with being comfortable inside your comfort zone. You know what I'm saying? You all got to want to evolve in a way. And
yeah,
not be so caught up in your thoughts. You know what I'm saying? When I say that, like, usually negative thoughts, bro, I like to pin that to the devil as well. Negative thoughts ain't nothing but the devil. And one thing is, the most positive person in the world gonna have negative thoughts. It's all about being able to
come on.
It's all about being able to, you know, transition them thoughts into something else. You know, point them thoughts somewhere else, man. You gotta almost, y'all kind of like Kobe, bro. You kind of almost gotta become a psycho. You know what I'm saying? Like, tell yourself that, or pull the best in the worst situation. Try to find, it could be the smallest thing. Try to find something positive about that shit and build on that. You know what I'm saying? Being stuck in one place and depressed about some shit when eventually that shit gonna be gone and then the next obstacle gonna come. It ain't no need for that, bro. Master your imagination. Get yourself in a position to where your spirit right. As long as your spirit right with God, you're gonna go through stuff. You God
let him.
You're gonna go through things. The most honorable person, honorable man, woman gonna go through things in this world. But you know, this is just the flesh, bro. Make sure your spirit right.
Man,
get your mind right, get your spirit right.
Look, and it's real talk, because honestly, the thing about it is, we gotta appreciate, like you said, appreciate the blessings. You know, mm-hmm. I don't want us to never ignore the fact that we get blessed. You know what I mean? Waking
Facts.
Up, being able to move these limbs, think,
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Speak, even have the ability to go to work or have the ability to stay at home and help your family. Like, all that's important. And, you know, just to let you know right now, you always been a solid dude, always been a good guy, you feel me?
Same,
keeping
bro.
Yourself, you know, in just a motivated level. Despite whatever you may have been through, look at where you at now.
Right. I appreciate that. I can say the same. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I wanted to reconnect. You know, and I was glad you was able to come over here. We could chop shit up, watch the game, you know what I'm saying? And
ooh. Speaking of the game.
Yeah.
Speaking of the game, just, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, hold up real quick before we hop into that. Please support my guy, my dog, Twan Llama. He on Apple iTunes right now. He got a bunch of tracks out. If you listen to the Most Wanted video interview, he did one with him. He got another track out that's coming soon. One of my favorites, Need You. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just
appreciate
say that.
It, bro.
You know
appreciate
saying?
That,
and,
bro. Shout out, LC.
Let him know your Instagram and all that one more time. Just let him know.
Yeah, Instagram, Twan, period. Like, it's Twan, period, and then Llama. That's Llama with one L. And shout out, LC. Shout out, Most, too. Them two are the hardest, and I ain't saying this because these my brothers and my homies or whatever, but them two are the hardest artists, rappers, whatever you want to call them niggas, bro. You know what I'm saying? To me, they ridiculous behind that mic, or just writing in general, you know what I'm saying? And they two wise men, young men, whatever you want to call them, man. They super dope people. I appreciate them for being a part of Mastermind Imagination and tracks in the future. Shit, me and Amon got some more shit coming. Me and Most got some more shit coming, too. But y'all go check out Most too, man. Check out Most and AOC on iTunes, wherever you want to stream music, SoundCloud. They everywhere. Twitter is Llama Mojo, LAMA, capital MOJO. Yeah, man.
All right. So look, let's get into it now. First of all, you already know, we talk about everything from real shit to bullshit. We do everything from real talk to real sports.
Yes, sir.
So I'm not even going to jump on the Lakers because I know where your heart is. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you already know.
But how you feel about if the NBA come back, when the NBA comes back, do you feel like we're going to have a summer finals or is it going to be a late September finals? What you feeling about that?
I can't tell you exactly. I could tell you what I would want. You know what I'm saying? Oh, well, to be honest, it ain't even, it don't matter about what I want unless until they get this little whatever going on in the world under control. But if we you know able to come back in May or something, they could play, you know, finish the game. And I read something about them considering finishing the season in the Bahamas or something like that. And
Wow.
yeah,
Okay.
if they could do that, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like you'll need at least a couple more games before the playoffs. You can't just jump right into the offs. But I wouldn't mind NBA in the summer, bro. We'll never have NBA in the summer. Nothing really be on in the summer. You know, ESPN be bullshit around that time. Us basketball
True.
people love basketball. I'm a Laker fan, diehard Laker fan, but I'd be lying to you if I said I don't be watching all these NBA teams in different games. You know, I'm sharing on League Pass. Niggas love basketball, bro, from NBA to college hoops. So,
Niggas basketball. Real
yeah,
talk. Real
that's what it
talk.
is. So
Who
we.
would you want to see? Who would you want to see? In terms of like, because I agree with you. I don't think we should jump right into the playoffs. We got to develop a rhythm. Chemistry got to get back right.
Right.
But who would you want to see? Like a first round matchup in the playoffs,
In the
East
West,
or West? East or West? Go ahead.
West, you gotta run. You know, of course, run me my Lakers at the number one seed, and run me the Pelicans at eight. I love Ja Morant in Memphis. I actually love. I ain't gonna lie, man. The Grizzlies, the Lakers is my favorite team. I ain't never had a second team in my life. I will say until the Pelicans got Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball, but the Memphis Grizzlies have always been one of the teams that I've been able to enjoy watching, you know what I'm saying, from grit and grind, like them Z-Bo days, Z-Bo, Tony Allen,
Come on.
Marc Gasol, Mike Conley. Hey, them niggas was,
Talk to
you know, it might not have been the prettiest basketball, but then that's one of the hardest working teams in the league to me. So I wouldn't be mad if the Grizzlies got in at eight, Ja Morant, the rookie of the year. But
Yes.
I'm gonna be honest, man, for everybody out there that's listening, you know what I'm saying? Know that them Pelicans coming, bro. I'm gonna say that the Pelicans is coming. I don't know if they're gonna make the eighth seed this year. If it was up to me, they'd be the eighth seed. But they coming, bro. They're gonna be good. They got you know, they got my boy Ingram up there, first time All Star. And then you know
Yes, sir.
they got the I don't, people like to either love him or hate him. But Zion, you can't really say too much bad about him. He ain't even got three post moves yet, and that boy averaging like 23 in the league. You know what I'm saying? Like he ridiculous. He ridiculous though, bro. He like,
Yeah.
you know, man, 6'5", damn near to me look like he 300 pounds. I don't know if he is or not, but that nigga faster than a cheetah will dunk on
Come on.
your head, and he ain't backing down from no veterans, at least that I didn't saw. He ain't scared to get his shot blocked a few times and go back up. So
There
you
you
know,
go.
anybody that's coming in the league like he is doing what he doing, gonna be a problem. And like I said, he teamed up with Ingram if Ingram decides to stay or whatever. It's a contract year. And then, man, you know, people hate on Lonzo Ball, and I understand he
I
played for the.
love Lonzo, man. I love.
I love Lonzo. Let me tell you though, bro. I'm gonna be honest. You know, when he was a Laker, he did have some inconsistency. I don't know. I don't know if it was due to injury or whatever. I know half of it is shit. He a rookie. Everybody don't come in. I always try to tell people, everybody don't come in like LeBron James or damn Michael. You know, like people. Everybody don't come in like that. Even man, my best player. To me, the greatest player of all time, Kobe Bryant, averaged like 6 points his rookie year. You know what I'm saying? So, and that was due to, you know, maybe not being able to get enough minutes or whatever was going on with his situation. But everybody don't come into the league averaging 25 points a game and top five player in the world. You know what I'm saying? That just doesn't happen. So when I look at Zoe, and I'm not saying that's what he would be, but when I look at Zoe, man, he a player to me, regardless if he beats a star or not in the future. He's gonna be around for a long time just off the way he played the game. If his feel for the game is ridiculous, like top three to me. That nigga's he's a good defender. He only gonna get better as far as defense is concerned. I know y'all probably don't want to admit it, but that jumper got way better this year. It's way more confidence in that jumper this year.
Real talk.
He remind me a little bit of J. Kidd. I know that's high praise. You know, J. Kidd wasn't a shooter when he first came to the league. He got the
He
Nets to the
wasn't.
finals back-to-back years. He lost both years, but he was cold. J. Kidd was cold. And for him to be what he is, you know what I'm saying? He was a tough point guard, man. He was doing a lot of shit that people are doing these days. And that's what Zoe kind of reminded me of. He a floor general, man. He gonna make the right play every single time, you know. And just so you see how Zion benefit off him. He probably get like 8 points off Zoe. Just nigga, not even just live, just him. Being aware of shit, grabbing a rebound and then outletting real fast. You know what I'm saying? Shit that most players don't have in their game. So, you know.
Nah, real talk. Real talk. And I'm real. I just wanted to also say, because you brought up his defense. And Lonzo, has the perfect body type. He's long. Mm-hmm. He's big. You feel me? He's able to get to certain parts of the court and in a short period of time. You know, it's not going to take him a whole 5 seconds to get over there to cover the defender on mm-hmm. the rotation. That's going to probably take him two seconds, maybe three. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So you definitely on point with it. Keep going. Go ahead. Keep going, though. Because yeah. I'm just shocked that you said the Pelicans going to get that eighth seat. And I feel like Ja Morant deserved an eighth spot.
Ja Morant most definitely deserves an eighth spot. That's why I led with Ja should be the rookie of the year. I don't want nobody to get confused because of the praise I'm giving Zion and you know, Brandon Ingram, probably my favorite player in the league right now. I'm going to keep it real with y'all. But
He got game.
But, no, 100%, Ja Morant is the rookie of the year, bro. I don't care what happened this year. He should be the rookie of the year. And I like Memphis. I love Memphis, as a matter of fact. But if you ask in my opinion, what Twan want to see, bro, I want to see the Pelicans in the playoffs. I want my dogs to get the experience. Because it's whether people like it or not, it's coming. I'm just letting people know now. That, you know, if that shit coming, I think what do be making me mad is that, and I can't, this here's the thing that I always tell people, the people that don't like Zion Williamson. If he was playing poor, if he was like, you know what I'm saying, being timid and not using his strength, not using his God-given ability and the ability that he probably worked hard for too, if he wasn't doing that, he would be getting killed right now. You know what I'm saying? So he would be getting murdered. He's the number one pick. It happened. We didn't seen it before. We didn't seen it with Greg Oden. He was injured. We didn't seen it with Joel Embiid until he came back with that process shit. You know, people tend to forget. But you see it. You see it all the time, man. People kill you when you don't do what you're supposed to come out to do shit. They call Lonzo a bust. Laker fans did that. They call Brandon Ingram a bust. We you know what I'm saying? I understand. But you know, where some of the frustration I do understand is that, you know, sometimes the Pelicans may win a game and, you know, Zion did his thing, but they ain't showing that this nigga Zoe had a triple-double and Ingram had 32 or something like that. It's just all Zion. I get that part, but he can't control that. That's the media. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
And that's why I led with Ja Morant is the rookie of the year, bro, because people will forget Zion ain't even played a whole, 2 months in the league yet. But he is balling, though. And it's consistent. It's not like 25 here to 10 the next game and 8 them. You know what I'm saying? Nah, he running these off kind of back-to-back-to-back and putting them in playoff contention. The 8th seed from like 8 to 12 is super close right now. It's real close. That shit could have changed if, you know what I'm saying, if the league was still going right now. Shit, we 2 weeks out, but that's 3 or 4 games for each team. That shit could change just that quick. So –
And look, I talked about not like that, but I talked about Portland. Like, I feel bad for Portland, low-key.
I do too, because Dame, you know what I'm saying? He hit that. He hurt his groin, I think it was before the All-Star break. But
I think so. Yeah.
Portland been a little hurt this year. I can never count Portland out either. Dame, one of my favorite players in the league too. He a dog. We know what shit, nigga. You was at my house. We see what Dame did to us, nigga. On Kobe night. The night Kobe passed away, man. Dame got, and he did what Kobe, you know, would want him to do. But Dame gave us the business, bro. People be trying to be acting like Dame ain't pulling from 40, ain't dunking on your head, ain't doing what he want to do out there. But niggas know Dame time, bro. I can't say nothing bad about Dame. But Portland, they're struggling. Shit, they got injuries. I'm glad Melo back in the league. He should be in the league. Should have been in the league. Should have never been out the league. That's retarded to me. Melo back in the league, man. Say it again.
I'm going to say this about Melo, and I you know, I was on Melo kind of tough, only because I went off of what I last saw. And I last saw when he was in OKC, and he was with the Rockets shooting up them air balls.
Mm-hmm. So put it like this, bro. Put it like this. I get it. You're a professional basketball player, so, you know, certain shit do be looking bad. But, man, put this into perspective. Melo. Whether people like it or not, he's been a winner all his life. He ain't won a championship yet, but he's been a winner all his life. High school, college, you know what I'm saying? He didn't start really missing the playoffs till he got on bad teams. But straight into, you know, he came into Denver, niggas going to the playoffs. And
I can
go back and remember right now, bro, on that run, our first championship run, once we lost to Boston, that second year when we was going to play Orlando, and then we played Denver. In the playoffs, bro.
Oh man,
it was tough.
That was,
and it wasn't just almost. Tough because I mean, Denver was—they had a good team. Don't get me wrong, nigga. It was Kmart, Melo. I don't even remember if they had Billups or Iverson at the time. They had one or the two.
They had Billups.
They had JR coming off the bench. They had solid defense, solid shooters all around. They had jumpers, you know what I'm saying, leapers. So, and then they had Melo, who was giving us the work at the time. So, you know, and even Kobe said that was the, I don't know if you watched that All the Smoke interview, that Kobe, Melo was probably the hardest person for him to guard, just off the strength of nigga. Melo, I think, and Paul Pierce said it too, that, you know, a lot of these players not necessarily be having the same moves, but, you know, they work on the same shit. But he was saying that Melo 30 or 40, you going to feel like, you know a nigga going off regardless if they got 30 or 40, but you going to feel Melo 30 or 40 just off the bully that he is, off the, you know, he could take shots. You're going to feel Melo. And I think a lot of players kind of saying that. And to go from being, you know, the superstar, I guess, from each team that you've been on, to come play with Westbrook and PG later in your career, I don't think he got a fair hand. It's hard to be a superstar and then come in as a third player. I know basketball is basketball, but he ain't getting the same touches. He instantly became a catch-and-shoot player. They literally called him that. Billy Donovan, you know, out of his mouth. Like, most of what Melo was doing was catch and shoot or a couple mid-range jumpers. It's hard to get in your rhythm like that. You hoop, bro. You know how that shit go. And it's not even just – sometimes it ain't even about getting shots. It's just touches. You come down the court two or three times and ain't touch the bar, and Melo used to touch the ball every possession. That shit changes your game. You've seen it.
You're a little cold. You're a little cold.
You see it in – you seen it in Miami. Them niggas, you know, they started off tough when they first got – Bron, Bosch, and Wade.
It was a tough season for them in the beginning.
You know what I'm saying? They made it to the finals, but you know what it was, that at the end of the day, nigga, Bosch was coming, and Bosch wasn't even a superstar, but he was the man for where he was. He came and had to be the third guy. Remember, his whole game changed that second year for them to win a championship. He didn't have the same stats and stuff like that. Niggas knew who he was, but he had to change his game in order to win, because you don't have the ball as much, and I don't feel like Melo got the opportunity to really display, you know what I'm saying? Now he know who he is, he know his role. You see what he's doing in Portland, he flourishing. And it's not bad, you know, I ain't saying he out here getting, he ain't old Melo, but he ain't he not a problem on the court, you know what I'm saying? You're going to have to pull him because he ain't doing what he's supposed to do. He's taking the right shots, he efficient, he getting rebounds, you know what I'm saying? You see what Melo doing, so.
Real talk.
I just feel like he was dealt a bad deck of cards, man. And even in Houston, you know what I'm saying? It kind of made him look like the bad guy when Daryl Morey released him. But, you know what I'm saying? Niggas just, you know, what can you do? You playing with Harden. And
at the time, who else was there? It was Harden and CP.
And CP, bro. Yeah. Yeah. And they started off tough.
Yeah, and look, real shit. I'm going to say this about Melo. I call Carmelo Kevin Durant before Kevin Durant.
Okay.
Because it was plenty of games when Melo was in Denver and my nigga LeBron was in Cleveland. LeBron had dropped 30, but Melo giving him 40.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Melo was the best scorer that I had ever seen when it came down to, I'm going to go get a bucket.
I can agree.
And his play style, like, let's keep it real. He was posting you up and then fading away. If you like Kobe and you like Michael Jordan, that post fade away is the shit.
And that's what I was saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of these players be working on the same thing. Man, bro, imagine, you know, Kobe and MJ fade away was so cold. You get so caught up in just who they are. But imagine a nigga doing that to you that's about 30 pounds heavier. And every time he's backing you down, nigga, you feel that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then he'll hit you with a couple of those. Now he hot. Now he's pulling up from three. He made three or four threes in a row. You know what I'm saying? He may not have been the elite. I mean, like, to me, like, at one, like how you said, Melo was the best scorer that you had seen. To me, too, nigga. I can't even call him Kevin Durant. I feel like KD is KD. We ain't never seen really a seven-footer with handles like KD. We seen a seven-footer get a bucket like Dirk. But we ain't never seen no KD, bro. KD, that nigga ridiculous. But Melo was the first Melo. I had never seen really nothing like Melo because – He's not fat or nothing like that. Be a big dude, you know what I'm saying? To be doing what he's doing. So
it's like Melo, PJ Tucker, Jared Dudley all shaped the same.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like them square body niggas will get you, mm-hmm. right?
Real quick.
them niggas is rectangles out here working it. Facts. Like, oh shit, this nigga is getting it. Hold up,
facts, man. Hello.
But okay, yeah, okay. Look, I mean, let me ask you this then: if we take it to the East, okay,
mm-hmm.
who would you want to see in the East first round?
First round? Oh, that's tough. Of course, I mean,
I think Miami in that eighth spot. I think.
Let me pull up so I can tell you exactly. I don't even want to tell you nothing wrong.
That's all right. I like this. We got the technology. Let's I got to see too.
I mean, because I know who in the playoffs, but I don't really know seeding as far as the East as good as I know the West.
Okay,
right
I
now.
Got you.
So let me see.
I got you real quick.
Okay.
And I'm mistaken. Miami in the fourth spot. Let me not disrespect Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo.
Yeah, they cold.
And Tyler Herro.
They cold. Yeah. I mess with Miami, bro.
Orlando in the AFC.
Orlando, and see
Orlando.
Let me stop you real quick, bro, because you know we know if Orlando if Orlando play Milwaukee, they getting their ass swept. But I want to say this: shout out my nigga Markelle Fultz, bro. A lot of people writing him off. I don't know what the hell happened, what they did to my dog's shoulder when he got to Philly, or whatever happened with that injury stuff. That's a little speculation. I can't really get into that. I don't know his personal life, but if you watched Markelle Fultz in college, you know why he was the number one pick. You know why Philly drafted him. You ain't mad because Jason Tatum was second. He probably was deserving to be the number one pick that year too. But Markelle Fultz is the truth. He's gonna continue to be the truth. He improving this year. They in the playoffs for a reason. He ain't having these crazy stats that people seeing yet. But shit, he had a triple double on us, nigga. He dropped one on our head. I can remember the game in LA. So shout out Markelle Fultz, man. He getting back to himself. I like to see him hooping again. But
shout out.
Let me see. As far as the East, who I want to see first round, bro. Run me Philly and Boston. Three and six spot. If Joel and Ben Simmons healthy. Ben Simmons need a jumper. We all know that. But
yeah, we do.
I had to just throw that out there because I don't want everybody to think I'm on the Ben Simmons train. He good, but he eventually gonna have to. I ain't gonna say he need to be just a knockdown shooter. He gonna have to make the defense respect something besides that bullshit. Yeah. But
I will say Magic Johnson couldn't shoot threes like that, but he made the shot when it counted.
Exactly, Magic Johnson couldn't shoot three. We know he couldn't shoot, but the thing is, you know what I'm saying. We know Ben Simmons got a little hook and he can get to the rim and stuff like that, but Magic had a consistent hook. Magic had a consistent game to the rim, you know what I'm saying? He kept the defense honest, regardless of his jump shot or not. And Ben Simmons can be a little lackadaisical to me sometime with that, like, you know what I'm saying? But we know how good Ben Simmons is. That's why I want to see them play Boston, bro, at the end of the day, if Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid healthy. Embiid is a problem. We know that.
Yeah, and I had picked Philly to win, I believe, a year ago or 2 years ago, because, honestly, I liked Philly team. When they had Jimmy Butler,
I did too.
They had
J.J.
Redick, McCullum coming up. Come on, man. And they had, you already know. They was playing.
Yeah. This team.
They was really playing.
This team this year, I think they got it's a little nasty, bro. They got a little too many bigs to me. And I don't know if Al Horford needs to come off the bench or something like that, but they ain't got too much shooting in that starting lineup with Embiid, Horford, Ben Simmons. They didn't lost J.J. Redick. They lost Jimmy Butler. I think they got Josh Richardson from the Heat. He could shoot. But I don't know. You know who Josh Richardson is? The dude from the black dude from the Heat?
Yeah, he got the braids, right? Don't he got the braids? Mm-hmm, yeah.
I'm trying to think of who that small forward is right now, though. Philly, I can't even.
Tobias Harris.
Okay, it is Tobias. Okay, so, yeah, man, they I don't know. That, like I said, they'll probably be the best first-round matchup in the East to me. You know, Milwaukee, they going to run. If it is, if the standings stay how they are, they going to run through Orlando. Toronto going to beat Brooklyn. I don't know. Oh, well, I got Boston if Boston and Philly play. F Boston, we know that. We from L.A., but I got to just be honest. And then,
hey, but can I say something about Boston though, real
quick?
Yes, sir. Boston is a team, even though it's fuck them, I respect them
because
I like their coach and I like the way that even when they had Isaiah Thomas, shout out
Mighty IT, man.
Man, they really took Cleveland, and then they really the next year you saw the emergence of Jason Tatum.
Mm-hmm. I respect Boston too, man. You got to respect greatness, and that's a great franchise over there. You know, I like I said it. That my feelings when I say F them, you know, just because I'm a die, I bleed purple and gold. I ain't, you know, that's how it is. But
Oh yeah, come on,
yeah, you
come
got
on.
to respect what they're doing over there. And then when IT was over there, bro, and we weren't in the playoffs, I can't even sit here and lie to you, acting like I wasn't going crazy for that nigga when he was going crazy in the playoffs. I love IT,
I
bro.
wanted them to
I
win.
mean,
I wanted them niggas to win.
like, I at least wanted them to get to the championship, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was hard for me
Yeah.
to say I want the Boston Celtics to win, but that's how much respect I got for IT. Like, I wanted
I
to see
wanted
him
them to,
win, man. The nigga,
yeah, beat Cleveland, but lose to
you
Golden
feel
State.
me? The niggas like us. That's 5'9", 5'11" out here. Trying to, you know
Real
what I'm
shit,
saying?
real
Going
shit.
crazy. He was
Real
going
shit.
nuts. He should have won this shit. He was up for the MVP
Oh.
around that time.
He could have had it.
Averaging
Come
30.
on.
He was
Come on.
averaging like 30, wasn't
Yeah, giving them buckets every night. Fourth quarter
Fourth
killer.
quarter killer.
Every fourth quarter. I think he was the leading scorer in the fourth quarter at that
Yeah.
time.
Shout.
Now, I'm gonna ask you this. Oh, go
And
ahead, go
obviously,
ahead,
shout out Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Now, them niggas good up there in Boston. I ain't gonna hate on Boston, man. I show them they love.
go ahead. And Marcus Smart is a dog that I wanted to draft over Julius Randle. Let me just put that out there.
Shout out Marcus Smart too, man. Shout out Marcus Smart. I kind of fucked with Julius Randle. I ain't gonna lie to you. I fucked with him out of Kentucky, and he ended up being real good too. Yeah, he
No,
in a
he
bad
did. He
situation right
did.
now in New York. Hopefully it get better.
Oh, poor New.
Hopefully
Oh,
it get.
poor Juju. He had to get that bag,
He
though.
did have to get that bag. I can't be mad at him. Like I said, hopefully it get better for him because he way better than what's being presented right now. I know that for a fact. You see what he was doing with AD last year.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And okay, so I want to ask you this real quick. As a Lakers
Yeah.
fan, and we live in a Laker town. We know it's a Laker town. But how do you feel about this Clipper wave?
Me tell you, bro, man, let me be honest about the Clippers before people think I'm a hater and hate the Clippers because they from LA, so I can't say I hate the Clippers. Nigga, like I said, I bleed purple and gold, bro. You know, Kobe was drafted to the Lakers in 96. I was born in 93. You know, moms was watching the Lakers too, so nigga, that's what I was on. But I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. I remember when Clippers tickets before I even knew how to probably count money. I've been to a couple Clipper games, bro, where I'm pretty sure maybe some of them tickets was free. And that shit, nigga, maybe you got it at McDonald's. I don't know, bro. Like, I'm being honest, though.
No, you
I'm
real,
being
you real,
honest,
you
bro.
know, you
But,
know.
you know, the Clippers did have a run. I'm gonna be real. I don't remember what year it was, but I was playing live heavy just before 2K came out. And, of course, I was still watching basketball. But the Clippers, man, they had like Darius Miles, Lamar Odom, Cuttino Mobley. Sam Cassett, like they was kind of good at one point. Then there was Corey Maggette.
Oh, I think 0506.
Know what I'm saying? Look, my son up. But
Oh, of course. Of course.
yeah, so
Handle that. I can edit this part.
yeah,
Don't
you
even worry
solid, you
about that.
solid.
We gonna keep it. You
You
all right?
solid. The Clippers though, bro, that around that time, I was watching them. They was exciting to watch. You know what I'm saying? They had a cold little team. I don't know if you remember Darius Miles. But them niggas was cold. LO was there at the time, like I said. But
I think Quentin
Quinn
Richardson too.
Richardson was there. But yeah, but I was watching the Clippers around that time, so I don't have nothing really too bad to say about them. But you know, man, it's a lot of Clipper fans that came out of nowhere now. To me. And maybe just off the strength that they didn't got better. And I was riding with them when they drafted Blake. I feel like Blake made that team a little better around that time.
Yeah, that was a good year for them too. They had BD, Baron Davis was throwing them
Sir.
lobs.
Yeah, but Blake kind of changed their culture to me. At least his presence did. And you know, the Clippers was kind of they had the name for themselves again. You know, back when we were supposed to get Chris Paul, you know how that go, the little veto trade and everything, but ended up going to the Clippers, however that went. But they was, I guess, good, not good again, but they have made a little name for themselves. But I'm glad that they got their own little arena now, so we can have our own shit the way it's supposed to be. It's a Lakers town, man.
Yeah, we needed
So I
that.
mean, you know,
Yeah,
they
it's
got
Lakers.
Kawhi and PG, so you know I can't be mad at that. They changing stuff around.
Palmdale
Yeah,
P.
Palm Dale P.
I know. No offense, dog. That's just where you're from. PG, that's where
that's what
from.
It is. But yeah, man, I can't be mad at them. They doing what they should. They got the finals MVP. We know what Kawhi is, so we gotta be ready for them. We eventually we're gonna see them. But they gotta see us too. That's how I look at it.
Most definitely. I would just wanna say, like, I wanna beat the Clippers within the playoff. And it's not because it's a rivalry. Just to let all the Clippers fans know, hey, man, like, y'all still a little bro. I want to see y'all do well, but if y'all run up against us, y'all going to take that hit.
And that's facts. Yeah, I want to see that too, bro. That's one of the main things I want to see is us against them in the playoffs. That's going to be the finals, to be honest.
Yeah.
Whoever win that series is going to win the finals.
There you go. And it always lies in the West. We always said that. Whoever win in the West, they won
the
finals. Last year was the only year it was like, okay, Kawhi, you from LA, you from the West, you went over there and got you one. I see. Well, shit, man. Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I really appreciate you. I know you got to get back to work, handle business, got to take care of the fam. Shout out to Twan.
Yeah, man. Good looking, bro.
Man, come on. Let them know everything again one more time. The Instagram, Twitter, all that. I want to make sure they got you, but that they in there locked in.
Yeah, first, I want to say appreciate you, bro, for having me. Like I said, it's my first one. But, yeah, the Instagram is just Twan, period, Llama, 1L. And like I said, Master My Imagination, coming soon. I don't want to tell you how soon, but it's coming soon. Super soon. Just keep an eye out for it. I got some singles already out. All streaming platforms. Just search Twan Llama, and again, it's Llama with 1L. Appreciate my dog for having me.
You already know, man. Welcome to the Occasional Hoopers. We out of here. Find us on Instagram, the Occasional Hoopers, on Facebook, To Hoopers to Hoopers. I forgot what the fuck Twitter is. I think it's Toh Hoopers. I don't know. Or To Hoopers.
Yes, sir. Yeah, real follow shit, that, man. Y'all, shout out to Occasional Hoopers.
I got the merch. Come on, man. I got the merch out there on Amazon. Get you a sweater, get you a shirt, whatever you need. You know what I'm saying? We got more coming on. Twan, really appreciate it.
Yes, sir, bro. I'm going to tap in with the sweater, too.
Hey, man, we're going to do it, man. We got to get you on the court.
Oh, yeah. I'll talk. Y'all still be going? Well, I know right now it's quarantine shit, but.
Once this shit over. Yeah, let's do it, man. All right, man. I appreciate you, man. Enjoy your day. All right,
you too, bro. Good looking.